Hi, are you busy? No? That's good. Do you mind if I come in? Great. So you remember me? From the block party. You do? That's good. You were a little drunk, so I was worried. But you weren't drunk as me. Well, that's what you thought. Then I expect you to remember what happened at that party, and you know why I'm here. Well, you probably think you know why. You fucked me while I was unconscious. Well, practically unconscious. I was with my friends and drank far too much, so my friends took me to some side bedroom so I could sleep. And then they just left me there so they could go back to partying. Some friends. And you found me in there. And you walked over and pulled my underwear off from under my skirt. You walked over practically without hesitating. You must do that a lot. You already had a condom with you in your pocket, I guess. You put it on then. Stuck your cock in my passed out mouth to get it wet. And then you got on top and fucked me while I made inarticulate noises of pain. And you weren't gentle. That little bit of spit you got was not enough lube. It hurt so much. You came inside and pulled the condom off and emptied it into my mouth, filled my mouth with a taste of sour cum and plastic. What a terrible thing to do to a girl. You know, I was a virgin until then. I have every right to hate you. And you may be wondering why I have such a clear memory of all this. I wasn't drunk. I wanted to remember our first time together. I only came to that party because, well, I was in love with you and I acted drunk. And you took care of the rest. You're a very bad person. But I don't care. I'm already far too in love with you to care. I could get in trouble for pretending? Oh, I doubt it. I think you'd get in trouble. Everyone at that party probably remembers me being much, much more drunk than you were. What do you think happens if you come out and tell everybody we fucked at that party? I don't think that would reflect well on you. So, now you're going to fuck me again. Or I'll tell everyone what you did at that party. They won't believe me. I bet my dad will believe me. My daddy's the sheriff. And I've always been a sweet, good girl all my life. It's true, he's the sheriff. Hey, you can look up my last name. Do it. So, now you see where we stand. Anytime I want, I can get you in a lot of trouble. And considering how much influence my daddy has, probably put you in jail for a little while. So if you don't want to go to prison and have everyone in town know that you're a rapist, I think you're going to do what I want. Honestly, considering how mad my daddy would be, you might be lucky to make it to jail. So you're going to listen closely. My demand is simple. I want you to fuck me. He wanted that before. Enough to break the law for it. So do it again. I'll even fight you and tell you to stop if you want. I know how much you like that. So take me to your bedroom now. Yay! I knew you'd understand. Don't worry. This only seems like a bad thing. It may be blackmail, but it doesn't have to stay that way. You might end up liking me. This can be a pretty sweet deal for you if you play your cards right. Now, lie down on the bed. I want to suck your cock. Oh, it's just as hard and perfect as I remember. It was so painful to pretend to be passed out when you stuck it in my mouth. Oh, I wanted to suck it so bad. You only put it in for a few seconds, but I wanted so much more. Oh, but that would have given me away. Ah, but now I can have as much as I want. Should I take it in now? Do you want to take it all the way into my throat? I know you do. Stop. Too much tea? You're not in any position to stop me. Do I scare you? Don't tell me what to do, or it will get even worse. Ow! You would be in a lot of trouble if I didn't like that so much. Fuck. Do it again. I love you. I'm sorry I got carried away. I'll stop teasing you. I want you to love me. I can do whatever you want. Why are you pushing me onto my back? Are you going to fuck me already? I want more in my mouth. Your cock tastes so good. I'll be good. No more teeth. Oh, we can even do it like this if you want. Just come kneel over my face. I'll put my head back on the pillow so there's nowhere for me to go, and you can just lean forward and fuck my face. Just like that. Bend my arms at my sides with your knees. Good. So I can't move. I want you to scare me. I'm so helpless. And your cock looks so big over my face. You didn't let me breathe. You didn't let me breathe for so long. I thought I was gonna black out. Can you fuck me now? You can still hurt me. No. No, don't get a condom. I want you to come inside me without a condom. I know I could get pregnant, but wouldn't that just be perfect? Then we would have to get married, and everyone would understand why. And we could finally be a family. You don't want to marry me? You don't understand. that was going to happen anyway. I own you for life. You no longer have any say. I'm being very nice and letting you fuck me how you like it. Because I like it too. And because I want you to want to be with me. And that would make everything much simpler. But do not make the mistake of thinking I have to be nice. If you make things complicated by not liking me, I am more than prepared to deal with that. So, now you'll fuck me without a condom, and we will do this again and again until you fuck a baby into me. And then we'll be a family. Doesn't that sound so nice? Now get on top of me and force me to take your cock and to take your cum into my unprotected pussy. Rape me again. Your life, at least the way you planned it, is over. You might as well enjoy your new life, since you don't have much of a choice. So just get the fuck on top of me and rape me. There. I know you're a little bit angry with me, but you'll adjust to the idea. And hey, isn't this the perfect time to channel that anger into something productive? You want me on my front? Fine. Doesn't matter to me as long as you can come with me. Oh, we don't need lube. I think my pussy is wet enough. You didn't use it last time, so we don't need it this time. It's even better than I imagined all those years. Even better than last time. Although, last time had the added beauty of knowing that you really thought you were raping me. It's such a shame we'll never be able to have that again. Oh, your cock feels so good. It doesn't hurt as much this time, so you'll have to be rougher. Oh, keep going. Do you want me to fight? I can tell you to stop. Yeah, I'll fight. Get off. Get off me, please! Get off! Stop! Ow! 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 Fuck! Ow! No, please stop! It hurts! It hurts! Oh, I don't want your cock! I don't! I don't have to! No! You don't have to do this! Please! You piece of shit! I hate this! I hate you! Ugh. Ugh. It hurts so bad! I'm not wet enough! I won't go in like this, please! Please, it needs to be wetter! Please! Please, I don't want it! I've never done this before! I won't tell anyone, please! Don't do this to me. You're putting your finger in my ass. It hurts. No, really, it hurts. Ow! No, I don't like it. I don't like it. I hate you, you piece of shit. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh, I'm gonna come on your finger. I'm gonna come for being raped by your finger in my asshole. Fuck. Oh, I can't pretend anymore. I like it too much. Oh, fuck me harder. Please, please push your finger in my ass, please. Oh, it hurts, but it doesn't hurt enough yet. Oh, my face. Oh, have such a bruise. Oh, it bruised really easily. Give me more. Give me a black eye. Oh, no, Daddy, don't hurt him. He swears he'll never hit me again. We're gonna get married. Give me more. You're already going in too deep. Give up. For as long as I control you, you can pretend to control me. Isn't that all you ever wanted? You want to feel like you have control. And now you can have the illusion of control for the rest of your life. Let's be honest. That's as much real control as ever anyone was ever going to give you. So fucking get me pregnant and beat me until I'm crying. Where are you? God! No, you have two fingers in my ass! You just forced them in with no warning! It feels like my asshole's gonna rip open. Am I bleeding? I love you. I want you to spit on my face while you fuck me. Do you hate me? Do you want to destroy me? I want you to. You want it from the front? Good. Good. I want to look into your eyes. I want to see the hatred on your face the moment you get me pregnant. No. No, I feel so hollow when you take it out. Oh, I'm so empty without your cock in me. Put it back, please. Please put it back in. Ugh. Yeah. Grab my hair. Ugh. Hit my head on the wall. You can smash my face up. I don't want to be able to think straight. Oh, make me stupid for you. Spit on me. I want to be dirty for you. Ruin my face. Smear my makeup so I look like a cheap whore. Run your fingers that were just in my ass over my face. Through my hair. You can do anything. You can cut me or burn me. You can put cigarettes on my tits. And my mouth has an ashtray. You need to come. You have to do it inside. You know the deal. Hit me while you come. I already have bruises on my face. But I want them all over. I want you to remember everywhere I look tomorrow. My asshole will still hurt from your fingers. And you're going to soak my pussy with your cum. Now mark my face and tits and stomach with your fists. Fuck. From feeling you come. Oh, there's so much. Now I'm all yours. You can't get away from me. And I can't get away from you. You could shove me off this bed onto the ground and start kicking me all over, and I wouldn't be able to get away from you. If I don't listen to you, you can choke me until I pass out. I'll be your fucking pain whore. I'll soak up all the abuse you want to give me. As long as it's only for me. I want to be your wife. I want to be your bitch. And I will be. As long as you never, ever try to leave. Okay? I mean, isn't this how your life was going to turn out anyway? Some shitty job, some dumbass wife who you beat and treat like shit, and yet still boss around and made you do what she wanted. And now it's going to be me. What do you care? Be happy you're not losing anything. Well, except that you can't cheat on me. No other women ever understand. I'm very serious about that. Well, except maybe if we have a daughter.